Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel and Liberty University School of Law have launched a new Supreme Court and appellate clinic. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we see a lot of these opinions coming out of courts that are with activist judges and just shake our head. It's like, how is this possible? But there is hope for the future to see that some of these law students and future attorneys are getting a Christian education in this situation that's happening with Liberty University.
Yeah, this is an exciting development. Liberty Counsel already has a constitutional litigation clinic at Liberty University School of Law, and it's now in its 20th year. We started that in 2005. So now it is 20 years later, it's still going. And so in that particular clinic that we already have, some of the students over several classes worked on the Shurtleff versus City of Boston case. That's a case that went to the Court of Appeals twice and to the Supreme Court, and a case that we won 9-0 at the U.S. Supreme Court in May of 2022. So these students, while they're in law school, were able to work on that critically important case.
You know, and I think that's a good selling point for a law school. You know, you're not just going to be an intern and make coffee or something, but you're actually working on real world cases that will go before possibly the high court.
Yeah. And so now this particular clinic that we are just launching with Liberty University School of Law is a clinic that is for advanced third year students, and it will focus on Supreme Court and appellate practice. So cases at the United States Supreme Court and at the courts of appeal, could be state Supreme Courts as well. Those are cases that are of significant relevance and critically important in precedent setting. That's the cases that they will work on. This will be a two-semester course for third-year students, up to four students that are in their third year that have shown excellence in this area and an interest in Supreme Court and appellate practice. So the interesting thing is I was able to work with Dr. Jerry Falwell going back to the late 1990s and the early 2000s to help found Liberty University School of Law, and was part of developing the curriculum for the entire program at Liberty University School of Law. One of the things that we wanted to do that was lacking in typical legal education is obvious. We wanted to have a Christian worldview. That's completely lacking in the secular and even most religious schools. And number two, we wanted to develop a skills-oriented practice so that students would learn skills, because typically you come out of law school, you know wills, but you can't draft a will because you've never drafted one.
Really? They don't do, you know,
no.
Actually in law school?
No, it's all theoretical.
Oh.
Unlike what they do with doctors, where you have, you know,
you're going to practice surgery.
And then you've got to go practice it with the doctor in your internship. No, law school is typically sterile. You learn about the concepts. Literally, you come out of law school. I came out of law school. I knew about the concepts and the law of wills and trust, but never drafted one.
Well, this is exciting because in this Supreme Court, they're going to practice advocacy through researching and drafting certiorari petitions, merits and opposition briefs, reply briefs, amicus briefs, the things that our attorneys here do all the time.
Yeah, they'll see it real time, firsthand. They'll see the process, how to get a case to the Supreme Court, what happens when you get a case to the Supreme Court, and how you craft the arguments to the Supreme Court. So your arguments are a little different if you're asking the Supreme Court to review the case versus once they've already accepted the case for review.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about it, though. You spend all that money on law school and you graduate and don't know how to do these practical
things.
No,
what happens is you have to learn how to practice law when you get out of law school.
Which you spend
and
all
you
the money
go
for,
to a law firm and they spend all their time teaching you the nuts and bolts of how to actually apply what you've learned in law school. Liberty University, however, has had one of the nation's top skills programs. So skills is a critical, unique component of Liberty University School of Law in all areas. And this is just another example of that, teaching skills through the Constitutional Litigation Clinic that we started in 2005, and then also now through this Supreme Court and Appellate Practice Clinic that we're starting in 2025. So they'll be able to get real life experience on significant cases that are precedent setting. Liberty University School of Law Dean and Professor of Law, Dr. Timothy Todd, said, quote, "We are thankful for the partnership with Liberty Counsel. The clinic will emphasize the development of practical skills while fostering a deep understanding of the substantive law and procedure relevant to practice before the United States Supreme Court and federal appellate courts."
So explain what exactly this clinic will look like. Does that mean some of our attorneys will be teaching? How are we partnering with them?
Yeah, good question. And just before I do that, I want to just pause on Dean Timothy Todd, doctor. He also now has a PhD. I hooded him when I was Dean of Liberty University School of Law. So he was one of our law students when I was the dean. And it's now amazing. He was brilliant. He is a CPA. He has a master's in tax. He also has a PhD, and certainly he has a JD. So he's highly credentialed now. He got the PhD after law school. But he actually, in his first semester of law school, took the CPA exam and passed it on the first time while he's in law school. He's a brilliant young man, and I hired him to teach tax at the law school. So it's nice to see that next generation taking their leadership role, and now he is dean, well-deserved, of Liberty University School of Law. So yes, how we will do this is Liberty Counsel attorneys will be teaching and mentoring the law students. So there's an in-person component where we will be meeting with the students in person at the law school. And they can also come to our offices as well, but we'll be meeting with them in person, training them on all the nuts and bolts, since this will be a two-semester course for advanced third-year students. And they will be able to learn from the basic elements all the way through a case that goes to the United States Supreme Court. And what a great experience that they'll have, because also when they graduate, they'll be able to put on their resume that they actually worked on these cases that the U.S. Supreme Court just handed down. Mm. So that's what we will do. The other thing that's kind of unique about this is when I was dean of Liberty University School of Law and Dr. Falwell was alive, he allowed me to create plans for the Supreme Court room. And in the Supreme Court room, that is an exact replica of the United States Supreme Court bench, down to the angle and the very inches.
So the students actually go in there and practice?
They'll go in there and practice.
Court?
Yeah, it's a nine-member bench. It has the four large columns in the back with the same kind of burgundy curtains that are there.
Who gets to be the justices?
We get real justices, real judges, yeah.
Oh.
Most of them, sometimes you'll get lawyers that are practicing, and we may have Liberty Counsel lawyers on the bench as well, but a lot of times we get real judges that are sitting judges in state courts, state Supreme courts, federal appellate courts. They come there and they sit and actually judge the competitions.
You know, that'd be a great contribution for retired judges, too. Give them something exciting to be able to contribute back to the next generation.
Yeah, we do that as well. So this particular bench, we had the privilege of knowing the previous clerk of the Supreme Court before he retired. And we went there with somebody from Liberty University who was the woodworker. We wanted to measure the bench, but the clerk gave us one better and actually gave us the diagram. So we used the actual diagrams and the plans to replicate this bench identical to what's in the United States Supreme Court. It's the only one in the country, and so it is called the Supreme Court Room. Mm. So it's an amazing opportunity for them to literally be mentored and trained by Liberty Counsel attorneys in cases where we have or we brief cases before the United States Supreme Court. We've got experience, obviously, in doing that. And they can then practice in the Supreme Court room just like they're actually there. So it's an amazing opportunity for these young people. We're excited about this new Supreme Court and Appellate Practice Clinic. And what we want to do is train the next generation. And this has been the vision that we've had, is to train the next generation of lawyers and people in the rule of law from a Christian worldview to have skills that are unparalleled and that literally change and impact generations. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.